midweek freak treat, chance minutes 50 to 55. I'm Adam, I'm seasonally depressed, and I'm drinking a tall gin and tonic at 10 a.m. on a Thursday. Urine.
And I'm Steve, and I'm also urine canonically. And we're about to get into chance minutes 50 to 55. Watch it on YouTube.
What a trip. Finally, the episode we've been waiting for is here.
Yeah, I'd say if you're watching Chance, watch 45 to 55, and that's all you need.
No, I would disagree. I'd say maybe watch, 10 to 15 first, because I think that's the one where she makes the profile and starts the catfishing scam, and then jump to 45 to 50, and then 50 to 55. That would be my recommendation.
I say watch the first 5 to 10 minutes of Flashdance. Then watch 30 to 35 of Chance, and then 45 to 55.
I think that's a great idea. What a feeling that would be.
What a feeling! Ooh!
What do you mean?
Ooh! I'm pretty sure that explained it.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. Man, what an episode! What a 5-minute chunk of a movie this was. It had everything.
Yeah, it really had everything. It had all the characters that you wanted to see, except for Electric Ethan, of course.
Oh, RIP. Perfect. Yeah, glad we don't have to see him anymore ever again. We didn't.
I think we're going to see a smooth body at camp again.
You're probably right, yeah. Well, I mean, by the end of this 5 minutes, who knows if camp is even going on anymore. So we've got a lot of questions that remain unanswered. But we did get some closure on what happened at the end of last week's episode. If you remember correctly, Allie ran into Justin at church, and she was like, you know what, I have something really important to tell you. And then, as she was about to say it, his jabroni friend stepped into frame and we had to stop.
Chad or something?
Yeah, it's something like that. I cannot remember what it's been literally months since we heard his name last. So I don't remember what it is.
I feel like out of all the male casts in this movie, he's the only one that has hair on his body. Like, everybody else is so smooth. Justin smooth, Electric Ethan smooth, mm-hmm. Just all the male gays are just so smooth.
The male gays, yeah, you're absolutely right about that. And I don't know if it's because they're preteen boys, or if it's because they just have decided to shave their entire bodies, or maybe humans have just evolved to the point where we don't need as much body hair as we used to have, because we have clothes to do the work of body hair for us.
Yeah, I think we're the last generation with male body hair for sure.
Yeah, I think you're right in saying, and you told me this off air, and I agree with you, that Justin is the peak of male evolution. He is the perfect male at this stage of evolution. Obviously, more perfect males will come after him, but for today, he's the perfect one.
You're absolutely right. More perfect males will come after him, but for now, he is the apex. He is the all-knowing.
I feel
threatened
by him.
As far as we know, he's God.
That's true. I feel very threatened by him. Whenever I see him on screen, I bare my teeth. I growl at the screen just because I'm intimidated by such an alpha, you know, a lone wolf, a lion. He doesn't ask permission from sheep to do things, you know. He's the king of the mountain, as they say.
Yeah, my toenails grow longer and my hair grows shorter. That's which true. Is really weird.
Well, but they're made of the same thing. So your body can only produce so much keratin, and it just chooses to put it in your toenails, which, honestly, I'm not a big fan of from you, but I'm glad that you have those big, long tree climbers.
Yes, I've been working on my tree climbers lately. They're a little long, a little bit of the time. I clip my wife when we're making love and whoopee.
they're always getting caught on your sheets and dragging along. You're getting snagged in your afghans, and yeah.
I have to buy sheets so often, and don't get me started on yoga mats. Oh my god, I ripped those things to shreds.
They're like friggin' Wolverine over here.
Yeah, there's little pieces of yoga mat all over my house.
There's little pieces of yoga mat stuck under your toenails.
Yeah. Little pieces of me.
Oh, beautiful. Hung upon your wall for all the world to see.
Beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Ashley Simpson, for that beautiful memory.
I want to hug Ashley Simpson before I die.
I wonder how she's
But not
doing.
In a weird way.
No, like, I'd want to, like, approach her from behind and wrap her up in a big bear hug and go, you're coming with me, yeah. And then just let her go and have a good... Well, we'd have a good laugh after that.
Like, at a veterinary clinic or something like that. Somewhere that's, like, appropriate to hug a stranger.
Yeah, of course, yeah. And here's the great thing about hugging a stranger. There's lots of places where it's totally appropriate to do that. And and there'll be no consequences of just running up to a stranger and wrapping them up in your big arms and telling them how much you love them and how appreciated they are. And then, you know, tell them to get in your van.
Yogan Fruz.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of the McDonald's, but not all of them.
Not all of them. But like any drive-thru at a McDonald's, you absolutely can hug strangers there. In the McDonald's, it's a bit of a gray area, but
it's
certainly.
Hard, yeah.
In the drive-thru, if you can get your arms around them, they're yours in the drive-thru. That's the rule.
Could you have a chain of stores that you could just hug in? You could hug strangers in?
Yeah, I think so. I think especially now that's a thing that people want. I think now people are aching for that kind of experience. To just be able to go out and just get their mouth and face as close to a stranger's mouth as face as they can and just really get in there and breathe in their essence, you know? I think people are aching for that.
Well, I think a lot of the population is done with hugging. They don't want to hug anymore.
Yeah.
And this is leaving the population that does love hugging a little alone and lost in life. And if we supplied an area, a very safe area, you get your testing done, you have to be vaccinated.
Yeah, you get your testing done, you don't have HPV, you don't have AIDS, yeah. You don't have, like, canker sores or herpes, any of that kind of stuff. Anything else on the table, go for it. Whatever else you got, it's fine. But then, yeah, you come in, you sign a waiver saying, anything I pick up here, I take with me and I don't bring it back type of thing.
Yeah, but we test. We test a lot.
Oh, of course, yeah. How many STDs do you have?
Yeah. We're going to have doctors on retainers.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And that's it.
Here's the thing. We live in, like, the gonorrhea capital of Haiti, or the chlamydia capital of Haiti. I can't remember what were the... like.
I think both.
Yeah, we're number one. And, like, we're also number one in, like, domestic abuse and, like,
HPV.
Drunk driving. Like, we're... Where we live...
Dabbing.
Yeah, pegging. Yeah, we're, like, number one in a lot of... really negative categories where we live. And so I think that having a place where people could just go hug each other is such a beautiful, strong, powerful idea.
Very much so. I think it's a very powerful idea. I think PureFlix is definitely going to sponsor this and turn it into a Christian movie. But I want to get back to when I said stabbing and then you immediately said pegging afterwards. Do you have that in the same part of your brain?
Yeah, same, same. It's the same kind of thing. It's as much as of a violation.
Coming from Adam and Steve, that says a lot.
For sure. Well, we didn't peg. What are you talking about?
No.
We were real deal Holyfields out there.
We had real spines that could take the foss.
That's correct. Yeah. And yeah. Yep. Sorry, I'm a little drunk. It's 10 in the morning. I'm a little cut off gin. Sorry. What can I say?
You got to get a little cut sometimes.
It's Christmas season. I'm very depressed. It's the best time of year.
I love Allison.
yeah, I got to say, Sarah Lujan's really growing on me in this movie. Well, not the character of Allison. I think she's repugnant and vile, but I like Sarah Lujan. I wish that she had gotten more opportunities after this movie.
I would like to hug her.
Oh, as long as she's wearing the pillows. Because that's what a nice soft hug that would be to just wrap your arms around a giant pillow and just squeeze it close and have that pillow go, you're squeezing me too hard, I can't breathe.
Yeah, and you like sweep the leg and just like let yourself fall on her.
And then you go to sleep and that's how you both die.
Sweep the leg.
Mmm, beautiful. What happens in this 5 minutes? All kinds of stuff.
Well, Justin is having a chance.
He certainly is.
Discovering who Allison is.
Yeah, Allison is doing everything in her power to not have Justin find out what's going on. Up to and including slamming the door in his face when he comes to her like loft in the middle of the day. So, I guess we should explain. So, right after Allie was about to tell Justin what was going on, Justin's jabroni friend who is probably very jealous of Ben Schwartz for getting all the roles that Ben Schwartz got, steps in and goes, hey, I got something to tell you. It's very important. It's the most important thing ever. You need to come with me right now. And so Justin does.
Yeah, he's Allison isn't Allison. You're Allison. And Justin doesn't know what's going on.
And, like, I think the biggest disappointment for me during this scene is that at no point does his friend call it catfishing. He just goes like, oh, you're being tricked, when it's like, catfishing had existed for, like, I don't know, 6 years before this movie came out. We knew what cat... we like, this is catfishing. So the fact that he's, like, doesn't call it that is disappointing.
Especially their generation. They're catfishing people all the time. I'm sure Justin was catfishing somebody, too.
Yeah.
On Unite or whatever.
Correct,
it
yeah.
was.
How great would it be if it turned out that, like, Justin's profile wasn't actually Justin and was somebody else using Justin's picture. And if Justin was like, what are you talking about? And his friend's like, Allie Cat 69 isn't who you think it is. And he's like, who is Allie Cat 69? I don't even know who that is. What are you talking about?
And it was Electric Ethan the whole time.
Oh my God. What a trick that would be. What we would just like... it would have been a real Inception, you know, blown your mind moment there if Electric Ethan was like, it's actually me who's in love with Allison.
Yeah, but then Allison disses Electric Ethan and then has sex with Justin in front of Ethan.
Ugh.
To put him in his place.
I don't like any of that. I don't like the idea of any of those
20... sex?
Like, any of those 23-year-olds having sex, yeah, for sure. Because it's outside of marriage. It's disgusting to me.
Right, yeah. They definitely need to get hitched by Victoria Jackson first.
I wonder if that's going to happen in this. Victoria Jackson hasn't mentioned if she's a registered pastor or anything like that. If she could marry people. But I have to assume that she is, because she runs a Christian children's camp. So maybe at the end of camp this week... it'll end with a beautiful wedding.
And then a beautiful honeymoon, maybe, scene.
And then some consummation right there in front of the fire while the kids are making s'mores.
Yeah, YouTube.
Exactly. But this is all speculation. We don't even know if Allison's going back to camp, because by the end of this 5 minutes, sure sounds like she's not. Oh, also, yeah. Grandma's dead. Grandma died. Grandma dead now. Sorry. Sorry if you were hoping she'd get out of that coma. She's dead. She's not coming back.
I really thought she was going to get out of the coma. I was really pulling for Grandma. But after Justin comes and confronts Allison, we find out she did.
Yeah. I really do. I love the moment where Justin goes like, I'm just going to go to her effing house. Which, how do you know where she lives, first of all? That's kind of, how did you find that information? But anyway, he just shows up at Allie Cat's loft and knocks on the door, and her roommate, whose picture she's using, who he thinks he's been talking to this whole time, opens the door, and he goes, Allie? And she goes, what? What are you talking about? Oh, Justin, you got served, buddy.
But, I mean, she figures this out because she knows she's being used as a face for the man mm-hmm. behind the man.
Exactly, yeah. But because, well, as Justin's friend described, said, he's like, you know, she's got a roommate, and that roommate is really hot. And I went, no, disagree, but fine. She's skinnier, I guess. If that's your only criteria for hot, then she's way hotter than Allie, I guess, but... Nah, agree.
Too skinny, those milk bones all over the place. They'd be flopping around.
Did you see your butt in that summer dress? Ooh, that sundress. Woo, Katie.
Milk bones?
Milk bones.
She's got a nice butt. I do not picture having a nice butt. She must be doing squats every day.
Well, here's the thing. I'm a sucker for a sundress, so anybody in it's gonna have a nice butt. That's just what a sundress does. Is makes your butt look great.
I don't know. Some sundresses are really poofy and you don't see a butt at all.
Fair point. I'm talking about the soft fabric ones, not a more starchy one with a bit of maybe some flare on the bottom. I'm talking about just a sheet that they've put on. That's what I'm
like
talking about.
Like the thinnest material you could ever imagine, ever.
Razor thin.
I do want to wear a razor-thin dress in the summer. I think on a hot day, that would be absolutely lovely. You just like throw on one layer and you're out the door. You don't have to put on shorts. You don't have to put on your tank top.
Yeah.
You don't have to wax your chest. Like, you probably have to wax your chest.
I mean, no, you don't. I don't think so. I think it looks good in a sheer dress to see hair poking through it. That's
well,
that's what I love about Hawaii. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, yeah. You gotta have you. Well, it all depends on what you want, man. If you want your shoulders bare, then you're gonna have to shave your chest. But if you want your shoulders covered, you get a higher neckline and you'd be okay.
Yeah, I'd get a higher neckline for sure. Something yellow. I think maybe daisies on it. Mm. I would picture myself in.
Mm-hmm.
I really want this to happen for me.
But also borderline sheer, so you can see right through it. Of course, yeah.
And I'd have the biggest bush. No undies.
No, of course not. You're a Scotsman. You don't wear undies with that kind of stuff.
Well, I'm trying to feel the summer breeze on my body with this sheer summer dress. I don't want underwear, thick wool underwear underneath.
You know what I've never seen? Sorry to shift gears a little bit here, but you know what I've never seen before? Someone wearing a mesh shirt at the beach. I feel like that's the perfect place to wear a mesh shirt. A, you'd get a very funny tan. B, your body's breathing the whole time. It's nice. And C, everyone looks good in mesh.
Well, we were pretty high on ketamine during the 70s to 90s.
Word.
So we just didn't see it. We missed out. We're also in Haiti, which is not the greatest climate for mesh shirts.
I agree to disagree. I like my body to breathe. That's why I wear mesh shorts and mesh underwear and mesh shirts everywhere I go here.
So you haven't seen it, but you've worn it.
Yeah, I don't look at myself. No one's ever held up a mirror to me at the beach. I've always just been myself.
Look at you. You're wearing mesh. I mean, nobody's ever done that.
I have people come up to me and say, look at yourself. But I'm not like that self-absorbed. I don't need to look at myself. I don't have any mirrors in my house, so I don't need to see what I look like. I know what I look like.
And then you hug them.
Yeah, I grab them and I pull them into a big hug and I go, this is for you.
Is this a business?
This will be $25. And they pay.
Definitely charge them.
You have to pay to be let go. That's the rule of the hug shop. You come in for free, but your payment, it's like going to like a Mongolian grill or something like that, where you pay by the weight of your food. At our business, you pay by the length of the hug. So to enter the door is free, but to leave a hug is going to cost you depending on how long you've been there.
And if you're working at Huggies, you gotta come in 2 hours early and like work those hugging muscles so you can get paid more.
Are we calling the business Huggies? Because I love that name. I think that's a great name, and I think Huggies is just the kind of thing that like people could really rally behind.
I kind of want to fit Haiti in there just so it has a little bit of alliteration, but it doesn't really fit together.
What if we just tell everyone that the H in Huggies stands for Haiti?
That's the tagline.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the business is called Uggies, but the H is for Haiti. Haiti Uggies is what it is, but Huggies just rolls off the tongue a lot easier.
Exactly.
Could it be like H-U-G space E-A-S-E, Huggies?
Yeah. We want to play with the wording of it and the... drawing of it? No, I can't think of it.
No, the drawing of it, certainly, yeah.
Spelling, that's what I meant.
That's what you meant, yeah, the spelling of it. Yeah, just to avoid any, like, pesky lawsuits or anything like that.
Yeah, there will be diapers, but unrelated.
But there'll be Pampers. We're not supporting Huggies. We're supporting Pampers.
Well, we can't afford Huggies. God, Pampers are easy.
Of course. And that's the thing. Everyone gets a diaper because sometimes those hugs last for 5, 6, 7 hours. And you gotta have a BM during that time. Especially if you're Kevin Sorbo and it's noon or 1:30 in the afternoon. That poop is coming out whether you want it to or not. So you might as well be wearing Pampers at that time, I guess, in this case.
Everybody gonna get a diaper, and that's the Huggies guaranteed.
Maybe that's our slogan. Like, we don't need to put the H's for Haiti. That's, like, implied. Maybe our slogan is, everybody gonna get a diaper.
We should definitely get a Spanish person to be our mascot.
Sure. What kind? Like Antonio Banderas or something like that?
Yeah, definitely Antonio Banderas. He has to put on his thickest Mexican accent and say everybody gonna get it.
Well, let's just get Danny Trejo in that case then. Why don't we just get Danny Trejo? And he's the kind of image we want to put out there for just a rough and tumble, real tough guy.
See, I strongly envision Antonio Banderas in a boxing uniform on a poster.
Okay.
With a bunch of diapers. Maybe diapers on his hands instead of boxing gloves.
Wow. That's a really good idea. Pampers on his paws. I think that's fantastic. And and then he's saying, hey, everybody gonna get a diaper at Huggies. And then you go there and it's a place where you pay for extended hugs. And people go, what the f*** is this place? What are we doing here? Why are we paying hundreds if not thousands of dollars to hug a stranger? I don't... And not even to be hugged by a stranger, mostly.
Yeah, that is mostly. You don't get to hug back.
No.
Or maybe you do?
No, arms by your side. Preferably in your pockets, actually. We don't even want to see your hands if we can avoid it.
It's very militaristic when you step into Huggies. There's a lot of flashing lights and a lot of, like, getting in lines and putting on diapers. But then when you get into a serene room with your professional hugger, it's beautiful.
Oh, of course. And like as soon as you walk in, klaxons start blaring. And and so you're aware that, okay, hugging is going to commence shortly. And then once you get in the room with the hugger knot, as we call him, then you know you get those big Antonio Banderas arms around you with Pampers on his hands, and you know you're safe. You can just melt into his embrace.
Yeah, the hugger knot is definitely what they're going to be called.
Mm-hmm.
We want to kind of kick up that fight or flight response when you walk in. Like,
of course,
you think you're gonna go to jail with all the lights and the screaming and the sirens, but then you get in a serene room and the comfort is just that much more great because you thought you were probably going to go to jail.
Of course. Well, as soon as you walk in, a man dressed as a police officer, very professional looking police officer, takes your purse or wallet away from you. Like, no, it doesn't ask, just grabs it and takes it away from you. And if you protest, then you get shuffled into the next room where you have to wait even longer for your hug. But rest assured, everyone's getting a hug who comes in through the door. It's just sometimes you have to earn it a little more than others.
Everybody gonna get a hug, but maybe some people like that. Maybe some people will protest just so they can stay a little bit longer. It's up to you to curate your experience.
Well, here's the thing. Huggies is the only building in Haiti with air conditioning, so everyone is lining up down the block to get into Huggies. We're making buku bucks off of this stupid hug business that we have.
Yeah. We're talking central air. Some people in Haiti do like the ice bucket and then put a fan beside it to cool the air a little bit. But we're talking real air conditioning here.
Of course. And if you want to get in, if you want to sign up for it, you need to send in an ALS ice bucket challenge in order to get in the queue to get to into Huggies.
Yes. Pureflix, if you're interested, you're out of luck because we're going straight to Danny Trejo for money.
We're going straight to Papa John's. Huggies brought to you by Papa John's.
They're going to want to get in on the ground floor of this.
Yeah, brought to you by Papa John's and CelebrityNetWorth.com.
Silent partners, yet to be released.
Yeah, yet, and have told us many times, please don't mention us on the show, please. We don't want people to know that we're investing in your hug business. We think it's brilliant, but our investors aren't ready for us to diversify our portfolio this much, which totally fair. We get it. But Papa John's and CelebrityNetWorth.com are sponsoring Huggies. So it's just the way it goes.
And it's going to be easy to franchise. We're going to be rolling in money because you could open a Huggies in a hallway. That's going to be our franchise tagline.
Oh yeah. Huggies, a business so easy, you could open a Huggies in a hallway.
There we go.
I think it's great. I think we're leaving money on the table by not doing this business idea.
Exactly. We're leaving money on the table by not burning this whole podcast down and focusing all our energy on Huggies.
Exactly. Did you know that the Rage Room in our city closed?
No, not the Rage Room that I didn't know existed.
Oh, you can't believe you didn't know it existed? This idea that was stolen from
Internet?
A TV show? Yeah. It's insane to me. Like, what I love about this Huggies idea we just came up with, which is brilliant and I think is going to be secure our financial future, is that someone could just make it. Because, like, you could just do a thing you saw on TV that they invented for a TV show.
Yeah. It's perfect. It's a perfect idea, and it always plays in Haiti. We have the population support for these ideas, and it's going to work.
Nice long pause so that we got a space that we can cut to. Perfect.
Yeah, find the seam. We want you to find the seams.
You won't be able to. The editing, now that I've started editing these episodes, the editing is flawless. You will never know where we started and stopped, that's for sure.
Oh, definitely not.
Alley Cat, though, has ruined her life. Justin is not impressed with the revelation that Allie has been catfishing him this whole time. And Allie,
or maybe he is. We don't really get his full reaction of it.
That's a good point. We do get Allie, like losing her marbles around him, though, and being like, Justin, guys like you wouldn't want a girl like me. And he's like, well, first of all, you don't know me. Don't stop assuming things about me. You've got a lot of chips on your shoulder, lady. Why don't you let a couple of them slide off and see what kind of doors it opens in your life? How's that sound?
And he does, because he was just about to ask you out a moment earlier.
Was he? Is that why he was? I thought he was there to find out what the heck's going on.
No, he was going to ask her out, and then Chad comes in and interrupts and tells the Allison story.
You've got that backwards. Allie was going to tell him what was going on, and then Chad interrupted. He wasn't going to ask Allie out. She was going to to come clean about everything before Chad interrupted.
But he was... I thought this is how it went, was that he was going to ask her out, she interrupted him and was going to tell him the whole thing, and then Chad comes in.
Maybe. Okay. We can never go back to watch it, though. So
no, we're never going to go back.
I'm never going to watch this movie again once we're done it. I am going to think about it every day, especially on my deathbed, but I'm never going to go back and watch it again.
Very much so. But, I mean, the grandma's dead, so what else do we need to do?
Yeah, for sure. Totally dead. And, like, not even a big deal is made about it. We just get Allie being woken up and her roommate opening her blinds and Allie being like, hey, sorry about your grandma. You go, oh, damn, grandma dead? Oh.
There's no funeral, there's no big pyre, there's nothing.
Well, the funeral hasn't happened yet. According to Katie, the funeral's coming up, like, next Thursday or something like that. So maybe we will get a funeral still. Maybe that's where Allie and Justin will consummate the relationship, is at grandma's funeral. It's the only thing that makes sense to me personally as a viewer and fan.
In the confession booth, they'll be on either side and they'll confess to each other. And then break through the confession booth and make out.
Man, how many confession booths have, like, glory holes? There's got to be a confession booth glory hole combo somewhere out there. I'm just saying, there's no way that I'm the first Adam, the first man, is the first person to think of a confession booth glory hole. It has to exist somewhere in Germany or something.
Well, they have that door slider so they can see it. So I'm assuming there's door sliders that, like, can come out and then you can put in, like, a glory hole replacement.
Oh, I see what you mean. Like an attachment. Like, you can, like, swap out. So you can put in, like, there's the confessional screen. There's the glory hole. There's,
Goo
screen. There's a funhouse mirror that you can put in to make the confessor look like they're taller or something, or fatter or something. Yeah. A lot of different... Mint?
Yeah, there's a mint screen, so it smells good.
Why not? I think that's a delicious idea. I would fully support more mint in our society and in the church. That incense is old, church. You need to bring in the sweet smell of mint.
Mint it up, baby!
Merry Christmas, oranges, baby! Get those mints in ya!
Yeah.
Hey, how was your Christmas, bitch?
It was great. I spent it with my wife. And we did stuff.
Oh, do tell. Tell us in detail what your wife's full name is.
No, thank you. That's for me to know and for you to never find out.
Well, I know it, so I'm going to say it. I'm going to say your wife's real name.
Don't do it. I'll say your wife's name.
You can't.
You.
Hey, Happy New Year's, everyone. It's New Year's Eve, not New Year's Steve.
80 rules.